Leading the news this morning, the United Nations is warning of a growing humanitarian crisis as tens of thousands of people try to flee the violence in Libya. The UN says the situation on the border with Tunisia is now in absolute chaos. About 2,000 people are crossing the border every hour and aid workers are struggling to cope. They say there's another 20,000 people backed up on the Libyan side. There have been more big protests in Yemen demanding an end to the regime there. Hundreds of thousands of people marched in cities across the country in the largest display of people power yet. Yemen's President Ali Abdullah Saleh has been under increasing pressure to resign. He's accused the United States of instigating these protests. Some Commonwealth Bank customers who think they've had a financial windfall are in for a rude shock. A computer glitch in 40 of the bank's ATMs in Sydney allowed some people to deliberately overdraw their accounts yesterday. But police and the bank are now trying to work out just how many cardholders are involved. The bank says it'll track them down and they will have to pay the money back. Andrew Wilkie has branded two coalition front benches racist in a no-holds-barred attack in Parliament. The Independent MP has pointed the finger at Immigration spokesman Scott Morrison and his Parliamentary Secretary Corey Bernardi for their recent comments on asylum seekers and Muslims. Mr Wilkie referred to what he called the racism that eats at the Liberal Party and said both men should be sacked.